Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is set to begin a stop in the United States starting this Tuesday. Wang Yi due to sit down with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and other senior U.S. officials during his 3 days in Washington, where he's set to discuss bilateral ties as well as regional and international issues. It's widely expected North Korea and the South China Sea will top the agenda during Wang Yi's time in Washington. In a statement ahead of his arrival, the Chinese Foreign Ministry says it's the Chinese hope that Wang Yi's time in Washington this week will help set the tone for China-U.S. ties in the coming year. The United States and Russia have announced a plan for ending the hostilities in Syria. The agreement says the warring parties must indicate to Russia or the United States their commitment to and acceptance of the terms of the ceasefire by no later than 12 noon on Saturday. The ceasefire agreement does not apply to the Islamic State or other groups deemed by both the U.S. and Russia as terrorist organizations in Syria. Meantime, it's being reported Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has set April 13th as the date for parliamentary elections in Syria. The setting of the date is not unexpected, as Syria has fixed 4-year terms for its lawmakers. However, some observers are suggesting the announcement by Bashar al-Assad meant to be a sign to the international community that Damascus is still acting on its own beyond the pull of international peace negotiations.